Blackstone Publishing presents The World Over by Cassiopeia Fletcher. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. Part 1. Prologue. Cheeseman Reservoir, September 20th, Year Zero, 1018. If we try to winter here, we're all going to die. Aaron stood at the center of the bridge spanning the Cheeseman Dam's spillway and basked in the serene rumble of the tumbling falls. The weather had cooled considerably after yesterday's rain, but it would be a while yet before they had to worry about real winter setting in. Of course, that just meant that now was the time to start thinking about what they were going to do. But that wasn't supposed to be Aaron's problem. As he was so fond of reminding her, Herschel was the leader. "Aaron!" Lizzie was almost shouting, probably trying to hear herself over the crashing water. "I know you can hear me. Ice and snow, lack of food, general doom and gloom," Aaron called back. "I was listening." "And?" "And what? You want me to tell everyone we should try to find a better location, build better cabins, relocate to caves with interior hot springs?" Aaron put her back to the railing, resting her elbows on the top, and sent Lizzie the driest look she could manage while being pelted with mist. "I brought it up several times, and I've been resolutely ignored." Lizzie scowled and pushed her damp bangs out of her face. She was pale and shivering, but that was nothing new. Lizzie had the thinnest blood in the world. "Can we not do this out here? I can barely hear you." Still clinging to the railing with both hands, Lizzie jerked her head back toward the canyon below where their band of refugees had been camping for the last 7 months, almost since the creatures first appeared in Denver. Even at a distance, and sheltered by trees, Aaron had no trouble making out the ramshackle cabins built of mismatched logs, sealed together by wet clay. No charcoal or straw had been added to the mud to create a longer-lasting, cement-like sealant. Herschel said the benefits weren't worth the lost time, so there were often leaks after a good rain, such as the one yesterday. All 22 inhabitants of the small commune had been up since dawn, filling the holes that had formed in 3 of the 4 cabins. The 4th belonged to Aaron and her circle, which meant they'd done things right from the start. Not that Herschel would ever admit that Aaron was right about anything. Sighing, Aaron pushed off the rail and waved for Lizzie to follow. There was an old building atop the dam proper that the group used as a sort of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?